Crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve. I can't look at you.
I know. Just don't. Just don't.
I'm shocked.
Just don't. You should be shocked. It's shocking. I look like a completely different person without a beard. I look...
You got a haircut, too.
And so I walk in, I sit down, the first person I see is Nick. And he looks at me and doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And we have a whole conversation and he doesn't say anything. I'm like, interesting. Same thing with Josh. And I bring it up to Josh. I'm like, Josh, how have you not made fun of me yet? What's happening here? He's like, I was just waiting for the guy. So we're comfortable.
So when that happened?
Good. Yeah. When?
Yeah.
Yesterday about 4:00.
Yeah, because when I last saw you, I think you were still Connor.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Josh is
technically still Connor. He just is a younger version.
Yeah, now I'm a child.
Yeah, like 10 maybe? Or
yeah. It's bad. I have
Was that the BTN crop, the Photoshop, the picture?
That was real. That was actually from me when I was in college.
That was fantastic.
That was, I think Baz put that out there, yeah.
Now, when,
yeah, it was Baz.
When you met your wife, your now wife, did you have a beard?
No.
So you look like you look now.
Yeah, but I was supposed to because I was in high school.
Okay, this is a $64,000 question. To heck with what we
look
say.
Look at you. You married your high school sweetheart.
Yeah. Is she okay with it?
She prefers with the beard.
Okay,
She prefers the beard.
As long as she doesn't act on her thoughts, then...
She does not. She's really, really supportive about it. I am not having a great time.
I'm just telling you, if that was me...
I have a good beard. I have a bad face, and this is why I cover...
I thought the beard was spectacular, but right. The other $62,000 question is, how long does it take to grow that thing back?
The way it was? Like a month.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
It's about a week or so of suffering, and then you won't notice it anymore.
I can grow one of those in about a month. Like when we were doing remote during COVID.
I couldn't grow that in a year.
Really?
Yeah, I never shaved. But I did it just because, you know.
I've never once seen
Well, remember the first couple of weeks of the pandemic, he came back, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I haven't
But
changed.
Then, it just itched. And it's so crazy. And scratch. People are giving me all kinds of ideas.
You got to power through that.
Yeah. But it's so bad. And
power
it felt,
through the itch?
My face felt dirty. So I'm like, wearing a beard is not for me.
See, it's the opposite with me.
Stop
then,
using hotel soap and you wouldn't have that issue.
See, when I shave down to nothing, like I have it right now, there's these like irritation marks. Because that's from when I actually have
skin.
You just don't see it. Yeah. God. You just don't see it. So I look ridiculous.
Well, wait till you have kids because I have a really good friend who... He's got a magnificent beard.
Actually, if you are able, I would wait as long as you can. But hey, go ahead.
He had a daughter. Well, he has a daughter. And she was about 2. And he decided, midlife crisis, you know, do something different. He shaved. And he had this beard. And it wasn't a bushy beard. It was a really nice, he's a good looking guy. He had it for about, I don't know, 12, 13 years. But his daughter had never seen him without a beard.
Uh-huh.
And so the day after he shaved off his beard, in the morning when his daughter got up, she was crying because she wanted to know where her dad was. And he was like, okay. Because she had never seen him without facial hair.
And then, you know, once it's gone, there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah. It was like, I'm still your dad. So I said,
liar.
I said, who's your daddy? I go, it's come to truth. Where's your wife? Hey,
that was my phone. My
it's
phone.
Didn't
know
you
who
walk
I was.
Through the house and your 2, 3, 4 year old's like, stranger danger.
Right. He said that their daughter was like, she stared and then she cried and she wouldn't go near him until like mom said, no. This is dad. They had to show him pictures.
Yeah, Zoe will occasionally ask me why it's got colors.
That's a tough question.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. Is she set up by your wife?
No problem.
Because that sounds like a
always
you know,
in
plant.
Cahoots.
So she thinks you have the
you know like
on
yeah it's like Hey, what's wrong with your hair? It's like, oh, you stress me out. I worry about how quick I can get to the gun range.
Why don't you go with the Ryan Day treatment?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a, now, is
he
that
dies.
A thing?
He
that
dies
a,
it.
I, you, severe, all you guys say that. Come on.
Look at it.
Ohio State football is brought to you by Just for Men.
That just seems like a lot of effort.
See, it doesn't even look real.
It doesn't
real.
Even
it looks
grow
like it's
right.
painted. It, look it looks like it's painted on his face.
It looks like, you know, if he had to have a beard for a movie.
The does Ryan Day's beard James have Brown. A Twitter account?
Oh, I'm sure it does. Remember Scott Frost Pants had a Twitter account?
Yeah, that
Scott
was.
Scott Frost everything has
we've
a Twitter
had some
account.
Crazy Big Red overreaction calls. That was one of them.
Scott Frost Pants?
Oh, yeah.
Called this, in?
Oh, she was on one.
Yeah.
And so yes, nobody Ryan. Looks as good in those gray pants as Scott Frost.
Oh, those pants.
Yeah.
Ryan Day's beard does have a Twitter account.
Well, how many then followers? It's official. Then it's a real thing.
Yeah. That one has zero. This one has 10. So it's not a very successful right. account.
Is Scott, one day. Is Scott Frost pants still a thing? Is it on the Twitter?
That had a lot of followers.
Hey, she
and was
great.
Actually kind of funny.
She was great.
Yeah, almost 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wow.
She called in and she was having a little bit of a hot flash. And then she called back
well,
later.
She sounded like she was like 30.
So she called back later, like another time during the season, because she'd gone to a game. She had called off of watching him on TV when they kept showing
yep,
him.
Yep.
And she went to a game and she goes, I just couldn't stop looking at his pants. And I'm like, I hear that all the time.
You're better off watching on TV. I mean, half the game's spent showing him and whatever he's doing. So you're going to get a better look that way.
And
unless you're sitting really close.
Him and the guy that quit to go to Florida that everybody had seen for the first time 6 weeks ago.
That's right.
Who was that guy, David?
Cool Shades guy.
Who was
hey,
that guy,
hey,
David?
Hey, Damon, could you tell me about that guy?
Was he more than a get-back guy?
Well, we all hosted different radio shows during that time. Hey, who was that guy?
The guy that had been there for like 2 years.
Yeah, Nebraska's having a bad season when people want to know more about the guy behind the head coach than what happened on that happened in front of the head coach.
When you get old heads that have get on group text just to be mad that he's not wearing Nebraska gear, it's a problem.
Oh, it's noticeable.
I'd never seen so many people. I was like, and then it got my attention. And then I'm mad. I'm like, yeah. Represent.
It got to the
stop
point.
Stop being an individual.
I mean, he was really trying to. He was trying after a while.
Hey, the former players were livid. It was the funniest thing
ever. Oh, people actually got mad about this?
See how?
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably more in our circles. But oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm sure people like Kenny Wilhite were just getting.
You got a guy on the sideline?
Crushed.
Hey, go get that guy some beer.
It's like, hey man, it's not my deal. I can't tell them how to dress. But anyway, we've talked soap and dress and beards. The crossover is fantastic.
I love the crossover.
I look forward to it almost every day.
I watched that whole Barry Bonds without a bat video. That
was
you
that
tweeted
not the craziest thing ever?
This is great.
It's the best 12 minutes and 47 seconds ever.
Yeah, basically he went through
what Barry Bonds at bats would look like without a bat in his hands.
If he didn't have a bat, but the catch was pitchers thought that he still had a bat, so the fear still existed.
Yeah, which is basically why they walked him.
But he didn't have a bat in reality, so he couldn't swing.
Potentially walked 688 times.
He would have the highest on-base percentage in baseball still without a bat.
Dude, he was intentionally walked 19 times with nobody on base.
With nobody on base.
Yeah. Is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay, so, yes. So yeah. Well, management over labor. I get it.
That wasn't the gaudiest of
the intentional walks with nobody on base. No, there was way more down the line.
It was like,
I mean, the ones with the bases loaded, you saw the video that was going around yesterday, and he was just like,
hey, did you see the look on it? See, the look was the funniest. What? He's like, you're really about to walk in a run.
And see,
because one is less than four.
I miss in baseball when you had to actually throw the pitches on the intentional walk because the guy has to stand there and you got to make eye contact with him as a pitcher the whole time.
Yeah, we're doing this.
And sometimes,
it's like, really? You're walking
and you've
me?
You've seen sometimes pitches get away from guys because of nerves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's been runs that have scored a wild pitch on an intentional walk.
Oh, there were so many of them in there, and he went through like all of his at-bats where – you know, he started off by pitching to him, and maybe he got him to like a 3-1 count, and he's like, nope.
Bud Selig got 93% of the...
Oh, yeah, not a surprise. Yeah. Not a surprise.
93%?
Yeah.
Bud. And then remember, after Bond's 07 season, which was a pretty good season, he was blackballed in 08.
From?
Nobody signed him.
Right.
But I was just thinking, Bud Selig is in the Hall of Fame, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing about Bud, at least he was a commissioner that liked baseball compared to Rob Manfred. But we didn't do the faux outrage.
Barry Bonds should have. Barry Bonds' legacy might be different if he would allow the baseball video game creators to put his name in there.
That's true. The little simple thing, if Barry Bonds had the personality of David Ortiz, he'd be in the Hall of Fame today. And he would have been in before yesterday.
What's up with the Hall changing the
he's going live.
Yeah. This is, we got to have a conversation.
It's a great little show.
But the Hall.
My barber's going live on IG.
Changed it so you can't.
He's looking at everybody.
You're not on the ballot for 15 years anymore. Yeah. You're only on it for 10. And they changed this in 2004 as the. Yeah. Or 2014, as the momentum is starting to grow for the steroid guys. It's specifically to keep Clemens and Bonds out.
But they just elected a guy yesterday that has a PED positive on record.
And everybody knows about it. Yes.
Yep. I mean, the voters are getting killed, and they would probably like their ballots to be public. Some of them would. I mean, 2/3 of the voters voted for Bonds, but 1/3... they kept their ballot silent.
Uh-huh.
The Hall is at the issue. You're right.
It's the Hall.
The going from 15 years on the ballot to 10, and then the language in how you vote.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Hall.
There's a clear, like, not unspoken mandate of, like, we don't want these guys here.
But
so you think the after committee is going to let them in?
But this is – we talked enough about it yesterday. It's not a good look for the Hall, like, for the future.
Not with Joe Morgan on that panel.
Oh, yeah.
He sent that
he died,
email
he?
Or whatever.
Yeah, he was gone.
Dead.
He is up in.
So he's not on the panel?
Not on the panel.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
But
yeah.
He did write a strongly worded letter, I believe, yes.
And which was kind of how the broadcast went.
Yeah.
See, and John Miller together,
I know,
I didn't
you
mind.
And I, we went
that was
round,
great.
Yeah. You and I went round and
I
round
think
about Joe
Morgan. Separate, just like being interviewed. John Miller at least kind of reined him in a little bit, but he was supposed to have, you know, opinions. And
that,
he had some strong
he did.
Opinions. Mm-hmm. Like
we had a couple of shows worth of back and forth over Joe, because I got Mr. Purist over here that's like, hey, man.
I used to be Mr. Purist. I used to be like, get off my lawn, don't celebrate. And now I've completely gone the other way.
Yeah, because he
I'm
had
like,
a
you're
room
killing
for
the game. We
he
gotta,
had a room for the Cubs in 16.
And Javi Baez.
Oh, yeah,
I think it was like, over attack a guy without looking.
I think it was how great is that? I think it was in 14 where I started to change. Because what's his name from the Dodgers? Oh, Puig.
Stop.
The whole Puig stuff because Puig kinda,
your friend.
You know, he celebrated and I was like, oh, punk the guy. Don't be doing that. Put your bat down and run. Now I've changed.
Remember the conversations we got into about old staunchy versus, you know, worldwide. Young phenoms and where those worlds were going to collide after worlds in baseball. And we're like, golly, rubber's going to meet the road here somewhere. And it appears to have like came and went.
The only sport that has these unwritten rules. And
now you get the Padres that can stand and just admire work.
Yeah.
After a 450 foot bomb. And it's
I think it's our job as the olders, especially in this room as fans to evolve. Like, you know, I mean, the age of people to watch baseball is up there. It's in the late 50s. You know, you need to evolve and accept some things. It's just like being a college sports fan. You know, how long or how many people do you know that still are opposed to name, image, likeness or the potential of players being paid and they're like, I'm never going to watch? Well, now you kind of have to adjust because that's the landscape and isn't going away. And either you're going to go away with your fandom or you're going to adjust and say, this is how it works nowadays.
The baseball thing that, like, I'm okay with the game policing itself. Don't hit guys in the head. You know?
Right. I'm with you.
Those are the guys that got to go and they got to sit out for a while.
Right.
They're going after a guy's career. You want to drill him in the ribs or in the thigh? I get it. But, Nat, if you're headhunting, then you're going to get the beating that you deserve.
You're giving up a free base and you hit the guy.
Well, juice worth the squeeze, right? Taught him a lesson. Plunk.
I'm on base. Yeah. OBP went up.
Yeah, for every Puy out there, I'm watching guys like Tatis. So,
oh yeah, well,
as a Dodger
so
fan,
we are
and
in,
having
so
to and,
baseball
and suck
has,
up every minute of it. And remember, I had that other guy that we rented for a year before he signed with the Padres, and we don't talk about him either because he's actually
Emmanuel,
doesn't appear to be a very nice person.
No, he does not.
Well, baseball pivoted. They started to promote that, like they're promoting guys having fun.
Oh yeah, they're full in on the flavor. You know,
yeah,
that whole thing.
Hey, brings in the audience and eyeballs.
You both played Wordle today. You got up, you did your business, you had some coffee, you played Wordle, and you came into work.
Three tries.
Yep, same.
I was very proud of myself today.
Did you share it on Twitter?
Okay. I did not.
Okay.
So you just downloaded it through your game app or whatever?
It's not. It's just Wordle.com.
What do you think the chances are of my
He told me that yesterday, and I didn't believe him because he didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about.
There might be an app. I don't know, though.
Wordle.com?
Just type in Wordle on Google. It'll take you there.
What do you think my chances are, my man over here, that we see on his timeline before the end of the week his Wordle?
Not a chance.
And what would the reaction be?
Now
I'm not anti-Wordle.
42,000 followers.
I just don't know.
They know Damon. All of a sudden, he's playing Wordle. Do you think that would increase the value of Wordle?
Yeah, absolutely. Wordle stock would skyrocket.
Dude, I don't know what I'm doing. I just have to guess five words, or what is it again?
Just play. Just play. You'll learn it. You'll figure it out. You don't have to tweet
he
about
sounds
it.
Sounds like my uncle.
When he
this
told
is what
you.
I told Doug
I don't,
yesterday.
I don't want to just do it.
This is what Doug called in yesterday. He's like, I'm just so mad about everybody tweeting out their Wordle score.
Old
and
man
like,
Doug?
And yeah. And I'm like, Doug, why don't you play?
I sat with him for a second last night at the game.
Did you tell him to keep scrolling instead of calling radio stations?
No. He's actually really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He is a funny son. Like, you wouldn't be able to really, we call him Old Man Doug, but you wouldn't really probably be able to guess his age, you know, if he didn't story tell. Because when you're just talking to him, he's hilarious.
I looked down the row, and I thought Kirk Ferentz was there last night.
He was watching, that guy was busy watching wrestling.
Yeah.
How about that? I asked my kiddo about him, and he goes, he's kind of funny for the way he looked. He came in with this long coat.
Wonder if Kirk... he did. He had that same coat. I made fun of him a couple years ago. There was a picture of him at Central, and he was wearing a big long coat.
Yeah, I said he looked like those are trench coats, buddy. Hey,
Inspector Gadget.
Do you?
He was suited and booted too.
Wouldn't that be great if a coach came to visit a recruit and they were dressed just like they were on the sidelines, like they had a hat on and they had the gear on?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
It's funny because a lot of times that's the only time you'll see those guys in dress shoes.
For sure.
I was looking at all the pictures that people were sending out of Coach Jackson, and he had on some NIU gear, and I think he had on like dress shoes.
Well,
I'm like, I bet these guys are sick of dressing like this during the day.
It's one of the rare times that you see Scott not wearing a hat, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And he actually has good hair.
I wonder if Bill Snyder would wear those old bowl jackets when he'd go recruiting.
Hey, they had Apex too, right? Yeah.
But he got the Alamo Bowl jacket once, and he just wore it all the time, like on the sidelines during the season.
He seems like a collared shirt guy, you know, like a button down.
It must have really flown at the junior college level, though.
I guess so. Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Then he wore that Cotton Bowl windbreaker.
So are coaches supposed to like dress up, or can they walk in like wearing joggers and look like the kids in the hallway?
I don't know. I'd kind of want to be a jogger guy. You know, hey, come on in. Nothing going on in here.
I'd probably be.
I've heard your show.
Wow.
Got him.
He's the only one in the building that gives as good as he gets.
He just got by Michael McDonald.
That is his version of the Doobie Brothers, minute by minute. I keep holding on. My man's hair is still feathered, and it's 2022.
I loved you in Running Scared.
John, I need to borrow your comb. All right, we better have a good show.
I hope you guys are able to have a show.
There's going to be some things going on today. It's going to be a test of
Josh's patience.
Hey, you guys might be able to do something I've always wanted to do. Do a whole show, no commercials.
No.
One time we had to do a whole hour.
I've had to go.
Because we couldn't go to break.
Yeah, I've had to do that for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we can't go to break right now, so.
Yeah, you guys can't leave.
Keep talking.
Are you serious? Sharpie, was it alive or something you did? And Shane goes, no, just keep talking. We're still on.
And boy, that Sierra 1500 is even better.
Yeah. Hey, while you're driving, eat some Fernandos.
Hey, let me tell you, while you're in your pickup
just
truck.
Just don't get one of the 1620 of the Zone beers while you're at Fernandos.
Drive over to Iowa. Get
and your Sierra.
You know, the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Hey, and while you're out there, you know what? Download the app and then cross the border and, you know what? Start gambling.
Oh, on your way to waving at all the public schools.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
And then you know what? You got a hankering for a little smoke. Well, you know where to go.
Yeah. Hey, if you're on the north side while you're in your Sierra eating Fernandos, waving at all the public schools, make sure you stop on over at our Cigars, Pipes, and Lounge and say hello.
And if you're really having a trouble seeing anything, drive out to Kugler.
And at the end of the night, if she's in the mood, we've got pills for you.
Apparently that's all that's in the stream. Huh?
And if that doesn't work out and the pills
and
aren't good, we've got lawyers for you.
So who needs commercial breaks, really?
I don't think I've ever seen it fail.
Wowzer. All right, man.
You can go to Sarpy County.
You can go shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
The best part about memories?
Is making them.
Is making them.
Here we go. Are we clear?
No.
Who was
No.
I think it's actually worse.
Who was the lady that was given direction?
Not a clue.
She's like, A is not good. It's down. We got to move on.
At least she pulled her mask off to laugh. Like, we are kind of funny.
She called us dead real quick.
She's probably going, why are those guys rehearsing a radio show in that studio?
Hey, is this thing on?
Are they doing a podcast?
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Better come up with a better name.
Hey, you guys doing that tomorrow or Friday?
I don't know. We got to put some thought into it. I'm not sure.
I'm sure we'll be out in 6 months.
I just like to know, you know, when there's a crossover and when there's not.
Well, it's all the same.
Shane usually texts me.
Okay.
About 10 minutes. Hey, no crossover.
Oh, no. There'll be no crossover on Friday because it's in my contract. I don't know Friday crossovers.
No, wait a minute.
Perfect.
That is legit, right?
Oh, yeah, because Friday we're at
Friday you get to go to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there. You can see us.
Hey,
see
I want to stop out there.
Bald face.
Yep.
No, he may have to mask up. What was the final verdict on that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I'll talk about that in the promo meeting today. Add that to my questions. Because I got a lot of them.
Yeah. So you do have a little legal pad over there.
I do.
Oh, yeah, he's got boxes that
I can't tell the difference between his snark and smarts.
Yes.
I think they're kind of the same. Mm-hmm.
There's a method to the madness.
Is it the delivery? Because they're kind of similar.
Generally, yeah. They're never far apart.
Is there just whether there's a wry smile or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to check on the mask because Saturday in Denver...
This is how my man was doing his broadcast.
Sitting at the scores table.
Kyle
I had to wear a mask the entire game. I wasn't opposed to it.
Did they have the plexiglass?
No. It was normal. I mean, the whole setup was like a normal game, but they have they have some issues in Denver. So indoors at DU sporting events, you had to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Now, it would have been great if I would have known that because I probably would have brought a different mask.
Thinner mask?
So I'm wearing a mask that every time I talk, it like drops down.
Yep.
And so there was mask police.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there was
So you're getting tapped on the shoulder every 10 seconds?
Well, they would come up and tell the person that was sitting next to me, hey, can you tell him he's got to pull his mask up?
Hey, speaking of police,
tough.
And C-Hap, you weren't there last night, but how about how quickly Elkhorn South's principal was administering like discipline? You know, sometimes you have like administrators that will stand on like the baselines and stuff.
Oh yeah,
there was a little bit of a somebody ended up getting a technical. I don't know. the whole whys. But I mean, he walked over to the other side to the student section in front of our ADs. He's like, hey, simmer down over here. Like, he was not messing around. I was like,
yeah.
Very proactive.
Also, probably didn't help that somebody on our team, West Side, transferred from Elkhorn South.
Oh, they were giving it to him.
I heard a kid booed for the first time in a starting lineup in a while.
Hey, so it was kind of quiet.
I missed that.
And somebody said, yeah. So they called him by name. They're like, hey, such and such, how many points you got? And I was like, man, you guys, like, really?
I thought Tate handled it well.
We get to, you know, that's part of the high school thing. You know everybody who's in there.
I like rivalries.
It's a small community.
I
do too.
I like rivalries.
There's a line, but rivalries are good.
Doesn't bother me. I've been called lots of things.
For example?
Divorced.
I know you'd like us to stay here. I think on that note.
You guys go wherever you want.
All right. We will. We'll see.
But I don't know if we can take a break. But
yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
We'll try it.
Okay. All right, just try it.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. See you guys later.